Snakes. Landmines. And grass fires. A podcast about real estate.
This is Kay Langdon. I am married to the infamous broker Lester Langdon, who is here to explain the most unbelievable deal he's ever had regarding the bogus title company. This was a big snake. So, Lester, why don't you start telling us about this?
The bogus title company involved a 24-unit apartment complex, and I represented both the buyer and the seller. And the seller was owned it outright, didn't have any liens or debt on the property, and he was willing to finance it with 25% down. And we showed it many times. We had three offers, and every time there was an offer, the seller raised the price and didn't accept the offer.
Well, okay.
That was kind of
interesting. All right,
exasperating would be a good word. I think he was taking the George Costanza Seinfeld approach to negotiating real estate.
Okay.
You know, whatever he's supposed to do the opposite. So he raised the price and didn't take the offer. We did meet a prospective buyer. He wanted a multifamily property. We toured it. We wrote an offer. And I represented, again, both the buyer and the seller. And I gave full disclosure to all parties whom I represented. While we were writing the offer, the buyer said, well, I've used this other title company on several other purchases. Let's use them. And they had three offices here in Houston.
How did you know that?
Because I looked it up on the internet.
There you go. Everything you ever want to know is on the internet.
And they did have several offices.
According to the internet.
And when I wrote the offer, I put down that we would write a very well-known title insurance company, one of the largest in North America. And the seller accepted the offer, and I scanned the executed contract and emailed it to the title company after I gave them a phone call, and we spoke on the phone. They received it and receipted it. They sent me the receipted contract by email. And the buyer decided he would do the inspections himself. He had construction experience. And he did a brief inspection of a sample of the apartment units. He probably inspected 8 of the 24 units. It was a brief inspection. We received the title insurance commitment from the title insurance company. It had the name of the insurance company in the letterhead. Several times I phoned the title company, and for some reason they didn't answer the phone.
Okay, so
it didn't answer the phone.
Everything's going. Okay, snake. That's really their title companies usually boom jump right on that phone. All right.
I called them about 3 or 4 times, and there was no answer. So I was kind of frustrated. Something wasn't right. So I drove to their branch office, which was in Tomball, which is a suburb of Northwest Houston, and I drove around and had their address. It was in the emails that I received from them. There was no such address. That's really odd.
Yeah, really.
And so I further looked at the title commitment, read it and read it and read it. And then I looked at the title of the insurance company, and it was different. Had a long name. And the word National was inserted into the name of the title insurance company. And the word National is not in the name of the very well-known title insurance company. So I called the title company. I looked up the phone number of the main office and gave them a call. And they said they didn't have an office in that area of Houston, in Tomball, Texas. So I spoke with the seller, and we agreed that we would not cooperate with any efforts from this buyer. we smelled a snake. Well, we smelled a rat.
We smelled something bad. Something didn't feel right here at all.
There was a stench.
So then what happened?
So we suspected a bogus title company. Then the buyer didn't return my phone calls. The title company, alleged title company, branch office, did not return my phone. The seller went on as normal, and the management of the property and continued to collect the rents. The seller reported the incident to the State of Texas Department of Insurance. And several months later, I got a phone call from an attorney representing the State of Texas Department of Insurance.
Whoa, that must have been interesting.
He asked if I could help them put together a case and asked me questions. And I provided further documents as evidence. They were filing a suit against three people.
A lawsuit. They were filing a lawsuit against three people? Is that right?
Well, as it turns out, there were two people in Dallas, and the third one was the buyer whom I had met numerous times to help him write the offer. And they had attempted to represent themselves as a title insurance company. And I cooperated as much as I could to help stop this from happening in the future, because it's a terrible abuse, and people could get suckered in and possibly lose some money. The purpose of this court proceeding was to stop people from representing themselves as a title insurance company. It was not to put them in jail. It was just to stop them from acting like a title insurance company. I had the option of driving to Austin, Texas, or to be interviewed as a witness on the phone. As it turns out, the three defendants did not show up, and I did not have to testify.
Okay, so you were willing and you were ready, willing, and able to testify to help bring these guys to justice.
I was going to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
There you go.
And several months later, the seller told me that his name had been forged on the deed to his property, saying that it was owned by somebody else.
Oh.
Probably for the future purpose of taking out a loan against the property and keeping the money.
So had these guys done this little scam before?
Well, the purpose of the lawsuit was to stop them from doing it in the future. I'm not sure if they'd done it before. This is probably the reason that the buyer wanted this specific property was because the seller was willing to do seller financing with 25% down, and the seller was going to carry the note. Because there was no other liens against the property. So the seller hired an attorney to represent himself in the courtroom to get ownership title put back in his name, and that cost him about $6,000 in legal fees.
So what'd you do beyond that? How did this all end up?
This has been one of the most bizarre things that's ever happened in my real estate career, and I've talked with this with experienced and knowledgeable title insurance company executives and other real estate agents, and they're just absolutely amazed. So this experience did help me to know that issues can smell.
Smell like a rat. Yep.
And so after 24 years of brokerage experience, it has helped me to know a large list of smells and how to avoid them.
Well, that's certainly one of the most bizarre. So thank you for sharing this with us today.
Go to our website at eustonius.com. That's eustonius.com. And please give a review at iTunes and say what you thought of this podcast. We'll have other snakes, landmines, and grass fires in future podcasts. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.